弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all our brothers and sisters.
我们再次在这边跟神学班的同学在学习彼得前书。
This time at NYTS, we are studying 1 Peter together with the students.
彼得前书是当时信徒遭遇到许多迫害，彼得长老写信来勉励当时的教会。
First Peter was written when when the church was undergoing through persecution, and Elder Peter wrote the letter to encourage the members.
勉励他们在第一章当中要在患难当中有大盼望。
In chapter one, he encourages them to have hope in persecution.
因为在天上我们有不会朽坏、不会衰残、不会玷污的产业为我们来存留。
For there is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us.
那第二章谈到我们有这个大盼望之后，我们要学习在属灵上面长大。
In chapter two, it talks about after having this hope that we must grow spiritually.
所以要像婴孩懂得来念慕纯正的灵奶。
So we must be like newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the word.
要像活石一起建立成一个属灵的宫殿。
We must also be living stones to be built up a spiritual house.
能够献上属灵的祭物。
So that we may offer spiritual sacrifices.
就是能够拯救更多人的灵魂。
And that is to save more souls.
所以有更多的人有这个美好的盼望。
So that more people can have this beautiful hope.
然后这位长老就开始勉励不同样的族群。
And then the elder,
不同样的 parties,
the elder encourages different parties.
就他首先勉励那些寄居的、做客旅的。
He first encourages those who are sojourners.
再来勉励那些做仆人的。
Then he encourages those who are servants.
那第三章就开始勉励做先生、做太太的。
And then starting in chapter three, he encourages the husbands and the wives.
今天晚上我们来看第三章的第一节。
Tonight, let us study
到第七节。
Chapter three, verse 1-7.
我们看彼得长老在过世两年之前，他在辛苦迫害当中，他怎么样殷殷教导夫妻的生活。
Let us see how Elder Peter teaches the couples before he passes away 2 years later.
这个我们常常说相爱容易相处难。
We often say it is easy to love one another, but it is hard to live together.
结婚容易但是要建立一个美好的家庭很难。
It is easy to get married, but it is difficult to establish a beautiful marriage.
感谢主，我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我们都有圣经上的道理来教导我们。
Thank God that we all have the teachings of the Bible to teach us.
如果大家按照圣经的道理来过夫妻的生活。
If we, according to the teachings of the Bible, live as a couple.
虽然婚姻的路还是会有一些操练。
Even though the marriage life may still have some trials.
但是只要按照神的话来做，一定会越来越蒙神的祝福。
As long as we do according to the word of God, then we will be more and more blessed.
我们来看长老怎么来教导做太太的。
So let us see how the elder encourages the
wife. 我们来读第三章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品性被感化过来。
Verse 1. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
夫妻是一体。
Husband and wife are one.
所以只能够有一个做头。
So there can only be one head.
圣经上的道理让做先生的来做头。
Teachings of the Bible tells us that the husband is the head.
为什么呢？
Why?
提摩太前书跟我们这样讲。
First Timothy tells us.
因为亚当是先造的。
Because Adam was formed first.
第二是因为亚当夏娃先犯罪。
Second is because Eve sinned first.
所以就让男人让先生做头的角色。
So the man, the husband, takes on the head.
那太太为了先生的信仰，为了他的灵性。
And the wife for the faith of her husband.
将来他可以更信从道理。
So that they can believe in the word.
就这个彼得长老说，让太太来顺服自己的先生。
Elder Peter tells the wives to be submissive to their own husbands.
我觉得这样的道理对新时代的姐妹来说 是非常有挑战性的。
I think that this is a great challenge, to the sisters today.
尤其我们教会的姐妹常常都是非常优秀。
Especially because the sisters in our church are all very talented.
有时候他们的学历比较高。
Sometimes their education is higher.
有时候他们在社会上的成就不会输给先生。
Sometimes their accomplishment in society is no less than their husbands.
所以要来按照这个道理来做，有更多的挑战性。
And so it is a greater challenge to do according to this teaching.
但是这是圣经上的道理啊。
But this is the teaching of the Bible.
一定是对你们家有好处的。
And it must be beneficial to your family.
所以常常跟姐妹勉励。顺服不是弱者的行为。
And so we often encourage sisters that to submit doesn't mean that you are any less.
就好像亚伯拉罕顺服神，把自己的独生子献上。
Like Abraham submitted to God and he gave and sacrificed his one and only son.
那三天的路程对他来讲是一个不容易的路程。
And the three-day journey was not an easy journey for him.
后来他真的这个听神的话，顺从神的话，刀拿起来要把。以撒杀了，献祭在祭坛上面。
And then he truly listened to God, and he was going to sacrifice and kill Isaac.
最后神认识到说，这个亚伯拉罕是顺服神的。
And God knew that Abraham truly submitted to him.
所以说论福，我要赐大福给你。
And so he said that he would bless him greatly.
所以我们觉得顺服是一个极大的勇气。
And so submissive requires great courage.
所以我们的姐妹们。以后如果你们做人家的太太
So sisters, when you become a wife of someone else
你有办法做到这一点吗
Can you do this?
我们常说这个顺服的道理不是讲给先生听的
We often say that the teaching of submission is not said to the husband
那这个先生要听你要爱太太像基督爱教会一样
The husband needs to love their wives as Christ loves the church
爱他们到死的地步啊
And love them to death
所以你才有办法用爱来吸引你的太太来跟随你。
Only in this way can you attract your wife to follow you.
那现在问题在哦，太太常常希望先生爱我到死。
But the problem lies in that the wife often hopes that the husband will love them to death.
那先生常常要太太顺服我到底呀。
And the husband wants the wife to submit to them to the end.
这个一定会造成家庭的问题。
And this will for sure cause problems in the family.
我认识一对夫妻。
I know a couple.
他们现在住在不同的州啊，不同的，一个住在东方，一个住在西方。
One lives in the east side and one lives on the west side.
那个太太就坚持，你要为我牺牲，你要爱我到底啊，所以你要搬到东方来跟我住啊。
The wife says, you have to love me to the end, so you must move to the east for me.
这个先生说：“你要顺服我啊，我是头啊，你要搬到西方来跟我住啊。”
And the husband says, "I am the head. You must submit to me. You must move to the west."
大家都希望别人家更属灵。
And everyone wants the other party to be more spiritual.
结果现在两个人还是住两边呢。
But now they still live in two different sides of the world.
这实在是很可惜啊。
And this is very pitiful.
我有一个好朋友，我真的很羡慕他们的婚姻。
I have a friend, and I really admire their marriage.
这位姐妹啊，他们结婚之后，这位姐妹在结婚之前，其实就已经去考这个，在台湾呢，就考这个法国留学的考试。
Before this sister married, she studied.
想不到她被录取了，这个名额只有一个，然后她免费的要可以被送到法国去留学。
She studied French and she was admitted the only spot and she could go.
但是已经嫁给老公了，嫁给先生了。
But she had already married her husband.
她就心里想说：“哎，那我要跟着先生待在台湾，我就放弃这个黄金机会啊 ，golden opportunity 啊。”
To her husband, and so she, for her husband, forsook this golden opportunity and stayed in Taiwan.
因为嫁人了，就是要跟随先生啊。
Because she is married, and so she must follow her husband.
想不到先生真的很疼这个太太。
And her husband truly loves his wife.
我当头的，没关系，我让你去啊。
I am the head, but I will let you go.
你这是你的梦，你的理想。
This is your dream.
将来如果你没有达到这个梦想，你一定会后悔一辈子。
If one day you do not reach your dream, you will have regret for the rest
of your life. 所以先生就支持他去法国留学。
And so the husband encourage her to go to France.
那结果后来他当然先生也常常去法国看这个太太、哦、
And then the husband often visited the wife in France.
所以我就觉得哇，这对夫妻都在替对方着想。
And so this couple, they often think of each other.
后来这个太太毕业的时候，又有一个很好的机会，免费的又可以继续深造。
And then after the wife graduated, she still had another opportunity.
她就婉然，就是断然拒绝啊，不行，我一定要回家陪先生。
But she declined and she wanted to go back.
对别人来讲，那是一个天大天掉下来的一个最好的机会。
With her husband, and to others, it was a great gift from heaven.
但是她觉得神的道理更重要。
But she believed that the teachings of God are more important.
就真的回台湾跟先生过一段时间。
And so she truly went back to Taiwan to spend time.
先生又顾虑到她真的梦还没有结束。
With her husband, her husband felt that her dream has not accomplished.
神安排这个先生一个机会，也可以到法国去留学。
And so God also gave the opportunity to the husband to study in France.
后来两个都一起到法国去了。
And then both went to France.
我每次想到这对夫妻，我心中都很感动。
And every time I think of this couple, I am very touched.
他们都是遵守圣经道理的人。
They all follow the teachings of the Bible.
结果这个婚姻非常的美。
And so their marriage is very beautiful.
因为都是为对方在着想。
Because they often think for each other.
所以当我们说太太要顺服先生的时候
，So when we say that the wives must submit to their husband，
所以这个是让做太太、做姐妹的，你们将来要把这件事情放在心里面。
And as sisters, we must keep this in mind in the future.
我的女儿前不久结婚了。
And my daughter was not married. Was married not long ago.
我对她没有什么条件，只有一个条件。
I do not have many requirements of her. I only have one.
我说江玲玲，你先生无论到天涯海角，你都要跟着去。
Said no matter where your husband goes, even the farthest corner, you must go with him.
会去台湾去大陆，你要跟着去大陆。
He goes to China, you must go with him.
到哪一州，你要跟着到哪一州。
No matter what state he goes to, you must go with him.
因为你是做太太的。
Because you are the wife.
你先生怎么想，你没有办法控制。
You cannot control how your husband thinks.
但是这是你做基督徒最基本的一个本分。
But this is your most basic duty as a Christian.
这是长老的勉励啦。
This is encouragement from the elder.
这个不会错的。
And this cannot be wrong.
这是神的教导。
This is a teaching of God.
那再来长老做什么勉励呢？
And then what else did the elder encourage?
我们看第二节、第三节、第四节。
Two to four.
二节到四节。
Verses two to four.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。请读。
Verse 2, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. 3, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. 4, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the uncorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
这个长老在勉励，做姐妹、做太太，要重视内在的装饰。胜过外在的装饰。
The elder encourages the sisters or the wives to focus more on their inner beauty than outward beauty.
这个爱美是人的天性。
And everyone likes to be beautiful.
所以你看现在这个化妆品的行业哈，每年啊，它的销售量都在增加当中。
And so beauty cosmetics, their sales keep going up every year.
尤其最畅销的两个产品就是敷脸的，还有擦指甲的。
And the two most popular are face mask and nail polish.
我听说韩国啊有一个叫做这个旅游美容的一个一个 tour， 旅游美容 tour。
I heard in Korea there is a tour for beauty.
就是你呢可以买这个 package， 买这个包装呢，你可以去韩国住五星级的饭店。然后呢，再来就是做美容的这个整容的手术。
That is, you can buy this package where you live in five-star hotels and go for plastic surgery.
听说很多人回家都变成另外一个人。
And I heard that many people, when they return home, they become a different person.
那个很多人都爱看漂亮的，自己也希望更漂亮。
And everyone likes to see what is beautiful and wants to be beautiful themselves.
这是人的天性。
And this is the nature of mankind.
如果我们仔细看圣经，为什么雅各爱拉结呢？
And if we look at the Bible, why did Jacob love Rachel?
我们看创世纪的二十九章十七节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29, verse 17.
创世纪二十九章。
Genesis chapter 29.
29:17.
Verse 17.
29:17.
29:17.
雅各爱，十七节。
17.
利亚眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。雅各爱拉结，请读。
17. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel.
这个如果你看圣经怎么形容拉结是 beautiful in forms and appearance. 这个用我们中国话讲就是脸蛋儿漂亮，身材也好。
So the Bible
不是应该说身材好，脸蛋也漂亮。
Bible describes Rachel as beautiful of form and appearance.
那这个就是现在模特儿的这个。形容词。
It is the description of models today.
所以雅各看到拉结长得像模特儿。
So Jacob saw that Rachel looked like a model.
就愿意为她服侍七年了。
And he was willing to serve 7 years for her.
这是年轻的雅各他心里的感受，这是他个人很主观的想法，没有错。
This is the young Jacob and his own thoughts.
但是对老人家来讲哦，这个。外面的东西都不是最重要的了。
But to the elderly, what is most important is not outward.
彼得经历的，到这个时候可能已经60多岁了吧，50-60岁了。
Peter at this time was around 50 or 60 years old.
这个他已经看过了，他太太从年轻到年老是什么样子。
He had seen how his wife turned from her youth to old age.
要不然，如果你不相信你妈妈以前很漂亮哦，你去把你妈妈年轻的照片拿出来看一看。
If you don't believe that your mother was very beautiful when she was young, go dig up her picture.
可是经过岁月的摧残啊，大家外在都变化更多。
But through time, our outward appearances changes.
所以彼得长老就说，我们不要花太多时间编头发。
So Elder Peter encourages us not to spend too much time on arranging the hair.
这个光阴啊，是非常宝贵的。
And time is very precious.
你要懂得善用时间。
We need to understand how to utilize our
time. 不一定要花费在这个花这么多时间在编头发。
We do not need to waste so much time arranging our hair.
这个美貌啊，其实对老人家来讲真的是虚的啦。
And to the elderly, beauty is empty.
所以不用花太多的金钱来装饰自己的外貌。
So we do not need to spend too much money on adorning ourselves.
来追求那种虚荣的外表啊。
And to pursue after vain beauty.
我们来看箴言31:30.
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31:30.
箴言三十一章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 31:30.
31:30.
31:30.
艳丽是虚假的。美容是虚浮的，为敬畏主的妇女必得称赞。请读。
Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
圣经跟我们讲这个艳丽啊，跟美容啊，这个是虚的啦。
Bible tells us that charm is deceitful and beauty is passing.
因为草会枯干，花会凋谢。
Because the grass withers and the flower fades.
虽然大家还是喜欢看美的东西。
Although everyone still likes to see what is beautiful.
可能很多弟兄还是觉得美丽还是他第一要的这个首选。
And perhaps many brothers still think that beauty is the first criteria.
但是长老的这个经历，他就是要告诉我们。
But the elder's experience he teaches us.
这个真的内在比外在更重要了。
Truly, inward beauty is more important.
当然，我个人的意见哦，也不是说你不要把自己哦，这个装扮的。尤其要上班的人哦，因为圣经上说不要装扮嘛，所以你就故意摆烂这样子哦，把自己弄成一个黄脸婆这样子。
And in my own opinion, just because the Bible tells us not to adorn ourselves doesn't mean that we should not adorn ourselves at all.
我说我们在公司上班，我觉得你也要 presentable， 你也要能够有一个适当的礼貌性的装扮。
And at work, we must still be presentable to show respect.
但是你不要花太多的心思。太多的时间来追求外在的虚荣。
Let us not spend too much time and resources on pursuing outward beauty.
我绝对相信耐看是大过于好看的，真的。
And I believe it is more important to be able to look at someone for a long time than just having outward beauty.
这个好看有时候看两下就结束了，这个耐看可以一直看的。
It is.To be good looking can only sometimes last for only a bit, but it's important to be able to look at them for a long time.
那个蔡琴有一首歌叫《读你》啊，不是看你，是读你啊。
There is a song that says, "Read you."
Yeah, read you. 这个读跟看不一样，读哦，你会把里面的 那种美把它读出来。
And reading and looking is different. Reading will help us to see the inward beauty.
所以那首歌有两句话我蛮喜欢的。
And so in that song, I like these two phrases.
他说：“读你千遍也不厌倦呐。”
That even if I read you 1,000 times, I will not.
什么样的人让人家读千遍也不会厌倦呢？
I will not be annoyed. What kind of book is this?
一定是很有内在的人哦。
It must be someone who has a great inner
beauty. 所以彼得说我们要有一个内在重视内在的装饰。
So Peter tells us to look at what is inner.
那这里内在的装饰特别谈到三种内在的装饰。
And here especially talks about three types of inward adornment.
第一个就是记载在第二节，有贞洁的品性。
First is in verse 2, having a chaste conduct.
我们一个姐妹嫁人之后，我们要有一个贞洁的品性。
As a sister, after we marry, you must have a chaste conduct.
所以你们结婚的时候，有时候传道人会问你们这样说。
And so when you get married, the pastor may ask you.
他说你愿意答应一辈子爱他，这个爱他，尊敬他，而且 be faithful to him, 一辈子忠实于他。
Are you willing to love him? Honor him and be faithful to him for the rest of your life.
所以我们姐妹一旦这个跟人家谈关系，愿意把自己的终身交给人之后，
So if a sister is willing to entrust her whole life to someone else,
就不可以再三心二意啊。
Then she cannot be swayed.
我们逆水三千啊，仅取一瓢饮。以前有很多的朋友，现在只能够有一个。
We may have many friends before, but now we can only have one.
我以前跟弟兄姐妹讲过一个故事。
I said a story to brothers and sisters before.
就是有一个人他要洗礼啊。
That is a person wanted to be baptized.
洗礼之前，神突然下水之前，神突然让他看异象。
And before she went into the water, the Lord gave her a vision.
就是看到他们的家，他的家。
To let her see her house.
再看到他们的房间。
Her family, and then her room.
再看到他的床。
And then her bed.
最后看到他的枕头。
And then her pillow.
当到看到他自己的枕头，他就掉眼泪了。
And when she saw her own pillow, she began to shed tears.
因为全世界的人只有他自己知道，枕头里面所缝着的是他旧情人的书信。
Because only she knows that inside her pillow is a letter from her old love.
那神说你要下水了，要跟主耶稣同死同埋葬了。
And the Lord said, now you're about to go into the water, and you're about to die and be resurrected with the Lord.
所以你不可以再对以前的情人恋恋不忘。
So you cannot continue to hold on to your old love.
我们洗礼好像贞洁的新妇嫁给主耶稣基督。
And when we are baptized, we are like a chaste virgin betrothed to our Lord.
我们这个结了婚也像这样子对对方是忠心不二的。
And it is the same when we get married, we must be faithful.
第二个就是要有这个有一个敬畏的心第二节。
And secondly, in verse 2, we must have a heart of fear.
我们一个姐妹要陶养的就是要在神面前做一个虔诚的基督徒。
And as a sister, we must seek after to be God-fearing before the Lord.
我们社会上很多女人我们会叫她们长舌妇。
In society, we often call some women
mockingbirds.
Mockingbirds?
我不知道是不是长舌妇啊。他们说三个女人可以造成一个市场。
That is, they say that three women can create a whole market.
Yeah, 因为这个，什么话都讲哦。
Because they can say anything.
或是好像一只花蝴蝶，这里串串门子，那里串串门子。
Or they are like a social butterfly going everywhere.
习惯懒惰，好吃懒做。
And they are a lazy.
我们来看提摩太前书五章的13节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们姐妹如果有敬虔的心，就不会这个样子。
But if as sisters we have a God-fearing heart, we will not do this.
提摩太前书五章的13节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 13.
五章十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节。
13.
他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲逛，不但懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事。说一些不当的话，请读。
Verse 13, and besides they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not.
这些姐妹都是闲闲美代子啊。
And these sisters are all busybodies.
都是没有事干的，一天到晚习惯懒惰， 这个说长道短。
They all, are idle and they wander from house to house.
他们不敬畏神啊。
And they do not fear God.
很多人，社会上的女人啊，常常没事干就三缺一，一起打麻将。
In society, many women, if they have nothing to do, perhaps they play mahjong.
或者是讲一些 foul language, 一些我们说泼妇骂街。
Or they speak foul language.
这个都不是我们应该要做的。
And these are all not things that we should do.
在东部啊，很多年轻人娶这个英国的姐妹。
In the East Coast, many people have wives from the UK.
那有一个弟兄就对美国的姐妹跟英国姐妹观察之后做了一个评论啊。
And a brother, after observing UK sisters and American sisters,
美国的姐妹都 very ambitious, 都非常的有主见，非常的有野心，非常的能言善道。
And he said that American sisters are very ambitious and they have a mind of their own.
都很能干。
And they are all very capable.
英国好像不太一样。
But it seems to be different in the UK.
这个最近有一个新来的英国新娘。
And recently there is a wife who came from the UK.
她去市场买菜的时候。
When she went to the supermarket, to
buy groceries, 就跟她先生这个Skype还是WeChat，我忘记不晓什么了哦。
She video chatted her husband.
那就问老公，你喜欢吃这个吗？
And she said, husband, do you like to
eat this? 老公，你喜欢吃那个吗？
Husband, do you like to eat that?
好像那个生活就围在老公的旁边转这样子。
Like, her whole life is revolved around her husband.
所以就会觉得，这个美国的英国的姐妹不太一样。
And then we see that UK sisters are quite different.
我不是说你们不好哦。
I'm not saying that you aren't good.
我是说有个弟兄是这样观察的啦。
I just say this is how a brother observed.
我们有一颗敬虔的心啊。
And if we have a God-fearing heart,
我们以主耶稣的教导为我们的终极追求。
And we pursue after the teachings of God.
你越来越发觉到自己越来越有妇德啊，一种身上叫姐妹要有的那种妇人的德性。
Then we will realize that we will have the beauty of what the Bible teaches.
那第三点，彼得长老让姐妹来灵修的。
And thirdly, what Elder Peter encourages the sisters to have.
就是要有长久温柔安静的心呢。
That is to have an incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
真的，这个姐妹一般都比弟兄会讲话。
And sisters, for the most part, are better speakers than brothers.
我以前跟大家说过，这个无论在哪个国家，或者是无论哪一种学历，或是无论哪一种民族。你都会知道太太跟先生都会吵架。
I can say that no matter which country, which tribe, husband and wife will have arguments.
那吵架的时候都是怎么吵呢？
And how do they have
how do they fight? 通常呢，老婆就一直念，一直念，一直念，念到先生受不了。
And usually the wives will continue to speak until the husbands can no longer take it.
这个先生受不了，就拳头就出来了。
And when the husbands could no longer take it, they take out their fists.
所以通常太太嘴巴比较厉害，先生拳头比较厉害。
And so most of the time, wives are better at speaking, and the husbands.
那所以经上讲，他愿意怎么样？经上讲，他愿意男人呐、啊，举起圣洁的手来祷告。这个手啊，不要常常有 violence 哦，要举起圣洁的手来祷告。
Husbands are more violent. So the Bible tells us, tells the men to have lift up their holy hands in prayer.
那姐妹呢，要有长久温柔安静的心。
And sisters must have the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
这边提到说呢，姐妹可以学习撒拉。
And here it tells us that we can learn the sisters can learn from Sarah.
我们看上三章第五节，我们看回来彼得前书三章五节六节。
Let's look back at 1 Peter 3 verse 5 to 6.
三章五节六节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。请读。
Verse 5. For in this manner, in former times, holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. 6. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
提到用纯酒温柔安静的心之后呢，那彼得长老就举这个撒拉做例子。
After speaking of the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, Elder Peter brings up Sarah as an example.
她是圣洁的妇女啊。
And And she is a holy woman.
她是以圣洁以这个顺服自她是顺服自己的先生。
And she was submissive to her own husband.
你知道这个撒拉那个神问说神问亚伯拉罕说你太太在哪里？
And the Lord asked Abraham, "Where is your wife?"
我们来读《创世纪》十八章第九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 9.
创世纪十八章第九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节。
Chapter 18, verse 9.
他们问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”他说：“在帐篷里。”请读。
Verse 9. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here in the tent."
这个就是这个在帐篷里这个句话，就是让我们知道。这个撒拉在面对外面的世界，都是以先生做主啊。
Being in the tent means that Sarah, in towards circumstances that are outwardly.
客人来了，他就默默在后面呢，支持先生啊，做太太啊，做先生招待客人的工作。
She respects her husband, and when visitors come, she stays behind, to do what is hospitable.
啊，长久温柔安静在自己的帐篷里面呢。
And she has the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit in her own tent.
这个长老特别讲说呢，这在神面前是极其宝贵的。
And the elder especially mentions that this is very precious in the sight of God.
真的，如果先生哦最欣赏太太哪一点呢？
And truly,
如果有先生欣赏太太，可能很多了哈，可能有很多。
Truly, if a husband admires his wife, what do they admire about them?
但是我相信呢，有更多的先生啊，希望自己的太太真的有那一种默默在支持他哦，无论什么样的软弱都不会去这个不会去讥笑他，能够一直的帮他祷告，用一种安静的手啊，默默的支持先生啊。
I'm sure that husbands would like their wives to quietly support them and to pray for them.
无论他生意做失败
，No matter if their business fails.
啊，无论家境多么困难
，No matter how difficult their situation is.
你可以长久温柔安静。
But to have an incorruptible beauty of a gentle
spirit. 陪先生走过他生命当中最困难的时光。
To walk with a husband through his most difficult times.
我相信这个是先生这个最感动的一件事情。
I believe that this is what will touch the husbands the most.
那彼得长老在跟太太做勉励之后呢，他就勉励先生。
And after Elder Peter encourages the wives, he encourages the husbands.
我们再来看彼得前书的第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
三章七节。
Verse 7.
三章七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住。因为他比你软弱，比你软弱。原文作是软弱的器皿。我们读到这里就好。
Verse 7, husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel.
这一节我真的思想很久，彼得到底在讲什么啊？
And I thought for a long time what exactly Peter was saying.
要按着知识跟太太同住，他是比较软弱的器皿。
To dwell with them with understanding, for they are the weaker vessel.
其实知识实在太广了，这个一辈子应该学不完呐。
And this is something that we perhaps can never learn through our whole lives.
那到底，我就想说我自己应该跟我的太太相处，我应该要有什么样的知识呢
？And I thought, what kind of wisdom should I have in dwelling with my wife?
能够让我们的婚姻更美好。
What kind of understanding can I have so that our marriage can be better?
让我太太觉得更幸福。
So that my wife may feel more blessed.
我都会觉得说其实如果一个人在结婚之前能够了解有那个对方个性的那种知识可能比较知道怎么样跟对方相处。
So if a person before they get married is able to understand the personality of the other party, they perhaps may be able to.
你们在神训班彼此互动交往的时候。
In NYTS, while you interact with one another.
你没有试着去了解每一个人有不同的个性。
We learn that everyone has different personalities.
到底什么样的个性跟你本身比较合得来？
And you come to understand what kind of personality is compatible with.
你看哦，圣经上哦，你仔细观察那些姐妹，她们每一个姐妹都有不同的个性。
In the Bible, we see that every sister has a different personality.
比如说利百加，她的特色就是快。
For instance, Rebecca, she was quick.
她老仆人跟她讲了一些话，她就赶快跑回家。
After the old servant spoke to her,
急忙跑回家，圣经上讲。
She ran quickly back home.
然后呢，那个一个很大的决定哦，她都不会犹豫，我嫁，嫁到国外我都嫁。
And then she made a very quick decision.
看到为了老公急忙下了驴。
And when she saw her husband, she quickly got off.
你是会知道你的她的动作一直都是很快的。
And we see that all her moves are very quick.
你会知道她讲话也不会隐藏，也是很快啊。
And when she spoke, she was also very quick.
她跟老公，她跟以撒说：“哎呀，我们这个儿子再娶外邦的女子哈，我这个不如死了算了。
”And Isaac, and she said to Isaac, "If our son takes another Gentile wife, then I'd rather die."
你会知道她这个人如果用现在。是不是这样的一个女人呢？很快，是不是一种大大咧咧、心直口快、没有什么秘密的一个姐妹呢
？And we see that she is a very quick sister.
她连煮野味都很快啊。
And even cooking, she is very quick.
她跟她的儿子一起骗老公，这个煮野味也煮得很快啊。
And she also was very quick to lie to her husband with her son.
所以你就会知道她这个人有一个特色、个性在哪里。
And so we see that she has a unique characteristic.
你会觉得这个哦。拉杰其实看起来不太成熟，她就是漂亮。
And Rachel did not seem very mature, but she was very beautiful.
信仰上不是太好的。
And spiritually, she was not.
逃走的时候呢，把爸爸的偶像带走，家里的偶像带走。
When they ran away, she stole her father's idols.
爸爸来找的时候，他又骗爸爸没有啊，其实坐在他屁股下面。
And when the father came, she lied to her father.
那又常常喜欢跟姐姐相争
，and she often liked to fight with her sister.
但是你会觉得她的个性哦，就是有一点喜欢发小脾气啦，你不给我孩子我就死。
And we see that she liked, she was quite temperament. She like said, if you don't give me children, I will die.
啊，所以你会觉得她这个人个性比较娇，比较怎么讲？比较你要常常哄她的。你娶到这样老婆不哄，我看天天吵架。
And if you have such a wife, you will often have to deal patiently with her.
那你如果事先不认识这样的个性，你就跟她在一起。
And if you do not understand this her personality before,
如果你认识个性，愿意跟她在一起，好啊，反正我已经等你七年了，跟你在一起，我就是爱你，爱到你这样的个性，我都爱啊。
And if you understand her personality and are willing to wait for 7 years and then,
所以弟兄姐妹，我觉得我们要彼得讲说呢，要按着知识啊，跟太太同住。
So that is why the Bible says, dwell with them with understanding.
啊，你要了解对方的个性是什么。
You need to understand the personality of the other
person. 你怎么样让她过一个更快乐的姐妹，更快乐的女人
？To understand how she can be a happier.
到最后结婚之后，你已经不能改变她的个性了啦。
And after you get married, you cannot change her personality.
你要改变自己来适应她的个性。
You must change yourself to adjust to her personality.
因为要求人肯定是行不通的，要求自己神会帮助你哦。
Because if we require of others, it is not easy, but we must change ourselves.
这是极大的学问，这是极大的功课，也是极大的灵修啊。
And this is a great homework and cultivation.
我喜欢讲苏格拉底一个故事啊。
And I like to talk about a story of Socrates.
苏格拉底的太太很会骂人。
And the wife of Socrates was very good at.
有一天，苏格拉底朋友来，他在叫苏格拉底帮忙洗碗，苏格拉底不愿意帮忙洗碗了。
At yelling, and one time, Socrates' friends came, and he yelled at Socrates to help her wash dishes.
他不愿意啊。
But he was not willing.
他就后面一直骂，一直骂，一直骂，一直骂。
And then she continued to yell in the background.
她老公还是不愿意洗碗了。
But her husband was still not willing.
最后呢，那个老婆把洗碗水倒在苏格拉底头上了。
And then the wife took the water and poured it on his head.
那个苏格拉底很震惊，跟他朋友讲说：“不用害怕，不用害怕。”
And Socrates told his friends, "Do not be afraid."
你没有听过打雷之后一定有下雨吗
？Do you not hear that after the thunder there is there's rain?
他的意思就是说，老婆一天到晚念，好像在打雷，现在已经下雨了啦。
And he means that usually she's like thunder, but now it's like rain.
他已经找出一个方法来过一个更愉快的家庭生活。
He has found a method to live a happier family life.
所以你要。我们说，不只是你要适应对方的个性，你要慢慢欣赏对方好的地方哦。
So we must not just slowly adjust to the other person's personality, but we must start to admire them.
要不然你要怎么样呢
？Otherwise, what shall we do?
你不能适应，你要怎么样呢 ？What are you going to do if you cannot get used to it? You just what? Broken family? 不可以的，这不是圣经上的教导。
So this is not according to the teachings of the Bible.
所以。我们要按着知识啊。
So you must have understanding.
我是觉得我们真的做弟兄的要学，因为知识实在太浩瀚了。圣经上有很多的知识我们要想。
So as brothers, we must have this understanding. For understanding is very.
有的人对这个夫妻，对不起
，I'm too quick.
对夫妻同住哦，有一些不对的观念。
And some people.
他的知识不对啊。
Some people have incorrect teachings in their heads.
Yeah, 我们古老的话说，娶妻娶妻就是什么？烧饭洗衣嘛，嫁汉嫁汉是什么？穿衣吃饭嘛。这个娶妻娶妻就是烧饭洗衣，娶老婆就是娶来烧饭洗衣服的嘛。
And that, in the old they used to say that to have a wife is so that she can wash her clothes and cook for you.
嫁汉嫁汉叫老公是做什么的
？And why do you marry a husband?
穿衣吃饭嘛，这个生活有安全感嘛，有人给你饭吃嘛。
So that you can have clothes.
长期换票嘛。
So that you can have security.
可是我们在想圣经上的知识是这样子吗？同住的知识是这样子吗？
Is the teachings of the Bible like this?
神创造一个夏娃，
God created Eve，
就是来帮助亚当的，
to help Adam。
所以姐妹，当你要嫁给老公的时候，
And so sisters, when you're about to marry a husband，
你要想不是我可以跟他，我可以找到一张长期换票。
Do not think that I just need to be fed for the rest of my life。
我是要来帮助他的，
I am here to help him。
因为神做太太的目的就是帮助先生的。
Because the purpose of wives is to help their husband.
所以你结婚是为了付出，不是为了得到的啦。
And so to marry, it is to give, not to receive.
那当弟兄也是一样啊。
And it is the same for brothers.
亚当看到太太之后，
When Adam saw his wife,
就说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He said, "She is my bone, bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh."
这个以弗所解释说是要保养顾惜的啦。有自己会打自己的骨头吗？会自己这样子吗？像泰山吗？会自己打自己吗？
And Ephesians tells the husband to cherish their own wives as their own body.
所以你娶老婆是起来爱的，不是起来骂的，不是起来烧唤的。
And so you have a wife so that you love her and cherish her.
所以你一定有个观念，你为什么要娶老婆？
And so you must have this concept. Why do you have a wife?
因为你生命当中想要去爱一个人呐。
Because in your life you want to love someone.
你想要把你的生命给他。
You want to give your life to her.
你想要跟他一起建立一个美好的家庭。
You want to establish a beautiful family.
所以你不是像外邦人说的娶一个有钱的老婆胜过三十年的奋斗。
And so it's not like what the Gentiles say that you marry a rich wife and then you can work less.
所以你为了娶老婆是为了她的钱啊，不是这样子的。
So you don't marry a wife for her money.
你是为了爱她，所以你娶她。
You marry her because you love her.
你嫁她是因为你要帮助她，不是要一张什么好处。
You marry him because you want to help him.
如果我们都有这样正确同住的知识，
If we all have this true concept.
你会觉得婚姻生活当中就是大家都在爱对方，而不是要求对方为我做什么。
And we realize in our lives we will love one another and not require each other to do something.
这个知识实在太广了，我们到底从圣经上可以学到多少呢？
And this is a very vast understanding. We can learn a lot from the Bible.
怎么样同住才能够让你们婚姻更美满呢？
And how can we have a more beautiful life when we live together?
有段时间我突然想，其实我对我太太真的不是太好哎。
And then now that I think about it, I do not treat my wife very well.
因为我的个性比较节俭，那我都节省他，不是节省我自己啊。
Because my
不是啦，应该是节省我自己，也节省他了。
Because I have a frugal personality, so I am frugal towards her and myself.
我说我觉得我们家一直很省，而且因为我个性很省，所以他要买什么，我都说这个买沙花，路上捡不就有了吗
？Because I am very frugal, so when she says let's buy a sofa, I say we can just find on the street.
这个一辈子就是被我这样子欺负，不是欺负啦。就是因为我的个性就是很节俭嘛，
Because I am very frugal.
可是我又想到一个道理哦。
But then I thought of a teaching.
安慰我自己，不晓得对不对？你们做一下评论哦。
I'm comforting myself. I don't know if this is correct.
当然我已经立了一个志向，我说太太，从今以后，我立一个志向要爱你多一点哦。
And I have
就是我不要再省了，
I had a determination towards my wife that I will love you more, and that is to be less frugal.
那是几年前吧。从那个时候开始，我每个月都带她上馆子。
That is a few years ago, and so ever since then, I always take her to the restaurant.
所以你看到我会越来越胖，是这个原因呢。
And so if you see I am bigger, that's for this reason.
可是我又想到一个道理真的，圣经上讲这个爱人如己，圣经上第二条诫命什么？第一条是爱神，就是 要尽心尽意尽心尽心尽力爱主你的神。
So in the Bible, the first commandment is to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
再来就是爱人如己。
And second, to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以有时候我跟我太太讲，对不起，我真的太frugal了，我真的太糟糕了。
And so sometimes I tell my wife, I'm sorry, I'm too frugal.
我真的很想改啦。
I really want to change.
但是我很难改，你帮助我好不好
？But it is very difficult for me. Help me.
但是你也帮我想一想哦。
But please also help me think.
如果我对自己很大方，对你frugal哦，就是我没有遵守第二条诫命。
If I am very, if I'm not frugal towards myself, but I'm frugal towards you, then I am not.
但是我爱你像爱我自己啊，所以我frugal，你跟着frugal啊。
But I love you, so I am frugal towards you, and I'm frugal towards myself.
我讲这个什么道理？我就说你在看要求你先生爱你的时候呢，当然你希望他更好一点，但是你要看他怎么爱自己的。如果他爱自己已经这个样子，你要求更多，除非他改变了。
So、
其实他已经遵守第二条诫命了，其实他已经很爱你的啦、
so we,
你不要再要求更多了。
So when we ask our husbands to love us more, we must first look at how they love themselves, because if they love themselves in this way, then they already love their neighbor as themselves.
但是你可以帮他祷告，让他看得开啊，像现在我看开啦。
But we can pray for them to let them open their hearts.
但是这个不代表我不爱我太太。
But it doesn't mean that I don't love my wife.
这是我生命的缺点。
This is a weakness in my life.
但是如果你可以看得清楚，其实每个人都是一样，都是用爱自己的方法在爱对方，虽然这个方法不一定你喜欢的。
But if we see clearly, actually everyone loves the other party and how they want to be loved.
那你想通这样的一个知识，你想通这样一个道理。
And if we understand this teaching,
你不会再 complain, 你不会再抱怨。
Then we will no longer complain.
你会 appreciate, 你会说他就是这样爱自己的，他已经这个是他最大的爱了，他用最大的爱来爱你啊。
We will appreciate and understand that this is already their greatest love, and they have used their greatest love to love you.
所以我们要有适当的知识来彼此同住啊。
And so we must have this understanding to dwell together.
然后他又说他比你更软弱，这个用 vessel, 这个是 earthly vessel, 这好像人间的器皿呢。
And he also says that she is as a weaker vessel.
那我在想，其实姐妹真的在这个肉体上真的哪什么地方真的比较软弱呢？
And sisters physically are truly more weak.
我在想每个人都不一样。
And everyone is different.
但是可能有一个倾向哦。
But in one circumstance,
真的发觉到很多姐妹都睡眠品质都很不好，不晓得你们有没有注意到。
Realize that the sleeping quality of sisters are very low.
这个不晓得为什么哦，这个到四五十岁，大家怎么都睡不着觉，奇怪。可能没有上班的关系吗
？When you're 40 to 50, they all do not have a good sleeping quality, perhaps because they don't work.
这个真的，它就是比较软弱的器皿呢、啊。
And truly, they are a weaker vessel.
那你要怎么样用知识来彼此勉励呢
？And then how do we encourage one another with wisdom?
你要安慰她啊，不然她越紧张越睡不着觉啊。
You must comfort her, otherwise if she's more anxious, she
can't
fall asleep.
你要勉励你的太太哦，跟她讲，从来没有一个人因为睡眠不好死掉的，没有，你绝对不会死啊，放心。
You must encourage your wife and tell her that no one has ever died because of lack of sleep.
你要让她放心，她才可以安心睡觉啊。
You must let her be rest assured so that she can sleep peacefully.
你要跟她讲谢长老的见证。
You must tell her the testimony of Elder Xie.
那个谢长老本来也都睡不着觉啊。
Elder Xie originally could not fall asleep as well.
他就求神，神啊，你帮助我睡觉。
So he asked God, Lord, please help me to fall asleep.
啊，有一次谢长老跟武替上课，需要翻译啊。
And once he had a class with Pastor Vu.
那时候他是神学生啊。
With Vudi when he was a TTP student.
那个武弟弟兄武弟跟我说。
And Pastor Vudi told me.
谢长老真的很会睡觉。
Elder Xie is very good at sleeping.
他那个讲完课，这个讲完到旁边翻译的时候，他就睡着了。
After he talks, the person is interpreting, and then he falls asleep.
然后翻好的时候，他又醒过来继续讲。
And when they are done translating, he wakes up again.
讲完之后又睡着，对方翻译啊，翻好了，他又继续讲。
And after he's done, the interpreter talks, and then.
所以你要跟你太太勉励哈。
So,
以后你会像谢长老一样啊。
So encourage your wife, you will one day be like Elder Xie.
你会很好睡的。
You will sleep very well.
你要好好祷告。
Pray.
所以其实有很多的软弱，那个姐妹比较软弱的器皿啊。
And so there are many weaknesses, and so the sisters are
weaker vessels. 我听说有一个姐妹考路考考了21次才及格。
And I heard a sister for her driving permit, she had the test 20 times, and then she passed.
我不晓得有没有记对啊。
I don't know if I remember correctly.
这个有的姐妹真的就是路痴啊，路痴、啊。
Some sisters are directionally challenged.
她是比较软弱。
She is weaker.
那你做先生怎么办呢？
And so what shall you do as a husband?
你就开车让她唱歌就好了啦。
And you just drive and you let her sing.
所以你要想她到底软弱在哪里。
And so you must think, where is she weaker?
你怎么来帮助她？
And how can you help her?
你要用知识来跟你的配偶同住。
You must have understanding to dwell with your wife.
我剩下两分钟哦。
And I have 2 minutes left.
那个最后他讲说了，你要敬重他。长老说你要敬重他，因为你们是一层同承生命之恩的。
Lastly, it tells us that to give honor to the wife as being heirs together.
我们常常要求姐妹要听先生的。
We often require sisters to listen to their brothers.
长老说，先生你要尊要敬重姐妹。
The elder says, give honor to the wife.
这样你祷告就没有阻碍了。
And in this way, when you pray, it may not be hindered.
你天天吵架，祷告就有问题哦。
If you fight every day, then there's problems in your prayer.
我觉得哦，如果你做不到尊重哦。如果你做不到尊重，至少你不可以 despise， 至少你不可以这个心理歧视啊。
If you cannot honor, then you must not despise.
那个有时候你心里讨厌一个人的时候，你一个眼神哦，大家人家就看得出来。
And if you don't like someone, someone can see through your eyes.
你一句话虽然讲的是这样的话，你的语调人家就听得出来。
And in your tone of voice, someone can understand.
所以夫妻啊，你要常常带着恩慈啊。
And so as a couple, you must often have grace.
你要按照圣经上的方法要敬重，做不到，你绝对不要歧视。米甲婚姻为什么失败呢？因为常从心里藐视老公，跳舞跳得不像话。
And according to the Bible, we must not despise our husbands.
所以这个是我们要学习的功课。
And so this is a homework that we must all learn.
彼得长老给我们很多美好的夫妻之道。
And Elder Peter gives us many good teachings of the couples.
诸位年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And young brothers and sisters.
我们好盼望你们每个人都有一个美好的婚姻哦。
We hope that you all have very beautiful marriages.
因为你们的婚姻其实是教会的未来。
Because your marriage is the future of the church.
因为一个美好的家庭才会有美好的教会啊！
Because only a beautiful family will there be a beautiful church.
我们是有福气的，因为我们从小听到圣经的教导。
And we are blessed because from young we have learned of the teachings of the Bible.
我们更知道怎么样来过婚姻的生活。
And we understand how to live a life as a husband and wife.
少走一点挫折的路哦。
And let us not walk on a more difficult path.
愿主耶稣帮助大家。
May the Lord help everyone.
我们来默祷结束，因为等一下这个。学员啊，会有一个祷告会。
Let us conclude with a silent prayer because the students will have a prayer.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.